What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Sort of a mulligan day, as we've tried to allow some of the WIP staff to take a mulligan on where they put Zach Wheeler on their top 11 list.
Now, are you surprised that neither James or Scoops decided to take you up on your mulligan?
First off, it's Cowboy Caney.
Cowboy Caney, right, yeah. Because she's in Montana.
Oh, I'm like, what?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think I'm more surprised at Devin. Because James already conceded, and I didn't remember this, that Wheeler should have been higher, and I knew he was never going to bust, break on the Hurst.
Yeah.
And trust me, file away, back of my brain, waiting until next season. I'll give him a call. But Devin not taking the mulligan on Cooper DeGene or Matvei Michkov.
The Michkov, by the way, 3-7 in shootouts. Ooh, we act like this guy was the Jordan of shootouts.
He's a rookie.
Well, that's
but
the entire point.
But he's Zach Wheeler.
I agree. Don't bite my head off. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
She's telling me that how much harder being a nickel corner is than being a starting pitcher. Like,
everything on the football field is hard to be a starting pitcher.
Listen, dude, don't minimize Cooper DeGene.
I'm not minimizing him.
You call him a nickel like he's Brandon Boykin or something. Maddox or something.
Boykin was great in 2013. Stop. He's the reason they won the NFC East that year. Picked off Tyler Orton. Come on, man.
I remember.
It's just like, let's settle down a little bit. And by the way, real test for Cooper DeGene is this season. After the summer of Cooper happened.
But again, he seems pretty locked in at the same time. He won the Devontae Smith All-Star Game MVP.
Yeah.
The guy seems just winning a lot of things.
I just hope that he's...
He's 22, though.
He is 22.
He's not doing this at 30.
I'm just hoping there's not a bunch of little coops all over the country.
Oh, my God.
It's called a big dose of D.
Oh, there you go.
That hammer is real, for real.
Oh, God.
He's only making that rookie salary. At least wait till your second contract before that happens.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
Yes, awesome.
Okay. Do we know is he officially on the market again? Is he on the market?
I think so, yeah.
He's on the market?
He might have made that clear after the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Man.
So Wednesday, we have Fritz DeCamera. We'll get back to Wheeler Hurts a second. Fritz DeCamera 2 is Wednesday. Our guy, Ike, is down 1-0 after a valiant comeback attempt in golf, but ultimately...
Not being talked about enough, by the way, is the comeback.
Yeah, I think it's probably being talked about enough. You did lose to DeCamera in golf.
Yeah.
And
well,
he is...
I ran out of holes.
He's a horrible golfer.
Horrible golfer. Bad display of golf.
So Wednesday, here's what happens. At Plymouth White Marsh High School at noon, Jack versus Joe, there will be 10 at-bats. If Joe reaches base in 4 or more at-bats, Joe wins. If Joe reaches base in three at-bats, it is a push. And if Joe reaches base in two or fewer at-bats, Jack wins. Here are some rules we got Joe to mostly agree to on Thursday. Joe has to go to first base on a walk. He has to jog to first base on a walk, and he has to run in any ball in play. And I think
now,
that
he already
is
laid the groundwork, though. He feels he's going to be automatic out. He's not busting it down the line.
So if he hits one like first right base, like, yeah, if he hits one in the second base or first base, he's not running to first, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think so. He's already laying the groundwork for that. Because there's no specified rule you got to get through the bag.
Yeah.
Come on, you know he's gonna pull up.
Yeah. Well, he can pull up once he's out.
Yeah.
I'm just saying what he's going to do.
All right. Well, I guess on some level, there is an advantage to you in that if he thinks it's an out and he doesn't run and they throw the ball away, there's an advantage to get to first and get him out anyway.
Sure.
You know, so
it would
okay.
help with a potential throwing error.
Yes. Fritz gets a 4-minute break every three outs, like there would be in a game. We could have asked for more time, but Fritz said 4 minutes was enough.
All right.
So every three outs, Fritz gets a 4-minute break. DeCamera gets one timeout per plate appearance. And so he can step out of the box once during a plate appearance and ask for a timeout. And Fritz gets 2 mound visits for the entire 10 plate appearance competition. Now, Jack, who do you want making these mound visits? I think that's another conversation.
Well, first off, I hope that there's no need for a mound visit.
Okay.
Of course.
Now, shouldn't there be unlimited mound visits from your catcher?
Well, I guess so. I would think the time in between would be enough.
All right. Okay.
But obviously, I mean, I would like Ike making the trot out to the mound would be hilarious.
Pretty epic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that who you want?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So Ike, you're the one that's running out to the mound to settle him down.
Okay.
All right.
Give me something new.
Yeah, well, it's besides stress out.
Yes.
You know,
besides yell from the dugout.
Jack, I don't like the way that you're grabbing your shoulder in there.
Well, I'm stretching it.
Okay. How'd you now you threw on Saturday.
I threw on Saturday.
Now, Scope's son caught for you?
No, Scope's son wasn't awake in time.
Oh.
What the hell?
10 o'clock on a Saturday. I get it. I get being a teenager, but I mean, is there any rules in that house?
Come on. Grow up.
I mean, is there any leadership?
Yeah.
Any leadership?
What the hell is going on? Is Scope a manager?
It's at 7 a.m.
Did Scope catch for you then?
No.
Who caught for you?
A local kid.
Okay.
A local kid. Dad messaged me, said, like, I got a fantastic catching son.
Okay.
He could catch for you. So.
How important is the catcher in this whole scenario?
Well, we're going to need you to stick it. You know what I mean? Like, it's fastball in the outside corner. I can't have that ball get taken out of the strike zone.
You just got to frame it.
We got to make it clear. Now, I think a Bloom kid is catching real time on Wednesday.
Okay.
So he's a college catcher, so I assume he's going to be pretty good at it.
And the Plymouth White Marsh High School team is going to be playing defense. Are they going to be able to wake up by noon on Wednesday to do this?
So apparently they already have practice that morning.
Okay.
So they're going to be good to go. And
You better make sure the team around you is right.
Well,
man.
I know.
By the way, the other thing that
the one thing I'm also worried about with the field, it's a beautiful field, absolutely beautiful. But even in the morning, it's hot on turf.
Oh yeah, I mean, you're gonna sweat like.
Oh, it's actual turf.
So it's turf. The mound is dirt, though.
So you're gonna be sweating
good high
like
school,
a
man. The type of money they got out there.
You'd be sweating like a little piggy up there.
Yeah, a little piggy.
Yeah,
nice. So definitely worried about the heat.
And if there's an error, the rule is the at bat is a redo.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And the official score is going to be buzz, right?
I don't think it should be buzz.
It should be buzz.
It makes me
nervous.
Would
you think about content one time in your life? Can you imagine?
One time.
I know. That's the joke. But like buzz with a potential swing call? You kidding me?
Yeah.
That's content for months.
Oh, yeah. Well, wait a minute. No.
Yeah, somebody has to call that from first or third.
That's the ump. There's two umps.
I know. But swing decision?
No, that's the ump.
Well, he will buzz the official score.
Yes, the official score doesn't make that call.
Well, he makes it if it's an error or a hit.
Error or hit is buzz. Yeah. Whether it was a check or not a check swing, that is the umpire.
I know.
All right.
So a swing decision. Yeah. Coming down to buzz. And buzz is sitting there.
Again.
Surprise face.
I feel like we're in the... we're in a spot we got last week where we're talking around each other. You're saying a swing decision. That goes to the umpire.
No. We're actually saying the same thing, but I'm saying like a swing decision in the game.
That will swing the game.
Okay. Not an individual swing decision.
Okay.
My bad. Yeah.
I'm very confident in you on Wednesday. I am
definitely very confident in myself. Like, I pitched on Saturday. I said to myself, I could still dominate a high school mound today. Okay. Like, as a 31-year-old WASH father of two. But I just don't want to get too psyched up to psych myself out of it.
Right.
Because I feel like when I need to throw a strike, I'll be able to throw a strike.
And you always need to throw a strike.
I'm going to just say this. I know it's too late.
But I'm not going to throw like all strikes all the time. I'm going to throw a ball. Never mind. Sorry. I'm not going to throw 50 straight strikes. I'm not a superstar.
All right. What are you going to say?
I believe we really missed out on not having Herb this.
Well, yeah, I don't think so, actually.
How long do we have?
Completely disagree with you.
Yeah, what if he has a bathroom break?
If I won golf, I would have been okay with Herb. But unfortunately now...
It's
time to lock
too
in.
Too critical for you
now.
Yeah,
it's a swing game.
I wanted to see Herb call balls and strikes.
So did I, but then I lost golf.
Yeah, you know, not funny anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard the...
I got the tightest strike zone you ever seen.
But I don't want a tight strike zone.
Right. What a big strike zone.
I need that outside corner, Blue.
Yeah. All right.
I was down in the zone, though. Like, it was heavy. Oh, I haven't had my two-seamer move like the way that it was on Saturday ever. So,
okay.
I'm feeling good about that.
All right.
What was the velocity?
Again, at least 78 to 82.
You see, I was getting lower.
Yeah, it was 84 on Thursday.
Nah, I might top out at 84.
Okay.
Yeah, that's in the cards.
Okay. Will not crack 80.
How much you want to bet?
How much you want to bet?
I don't know.
Side bet?
If I lose, but I throw 80, that's a win.
That is a win for him.
You might still get in the 80s? You kidding me?
See, I'm trying to get him to get the adrenaline going so he can throw 80.
Yeah. See, the only thing
I got him topping out at 76.
Dude, there's no way. Oh, so the kid catches guys that throw hard. He said, I throw harder than all of them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's on a top legion.
You throw harder than who?
Than like 16-year-olds. Do you know how hard 16-year-olds throw these days?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
I have faith in you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're going to get this one.
No, I feel good.
Now, if we do end up with a push on, and by the way, if there is any more negotiating rules from this point forward on any of these events, you are not allowed to do it by yourself.
Yeah, seriously.
You need me or Ike in the meeting.
With what?
I'd rather have you there in the meeting.
Yes. Well, and DeCamera could feel it on the air on Thursday. That I'm fighting for my clients.
Yes, exactly. I'd rather have you in there in the meeting.
All right.
Seems like the whole morning show's on edge. You hear that Seltzer call?
Oh, yeah.
He was definitely on edge.
Yeah, he wanted no parts of it. He's so mad at me right now.
He is. He's stewing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yes, Scope did just text us. I was 20 minutes late. I took a wrong turn.
Oh, my God.
But I won't be 20 minutes late on Wednesday. I know where I'm going.
One wrong turn.
Yeah, so I went to East Germantown Pike, and I believe the field's on West Germantown Pike. And
understandable. Okay.
Went 20 minutes in the wrong direction.
Okay.
Well, I hope I don't do that Wednesday.
Yeah, just type in Plymouth. I tried to be cute and type in the actual address.
Didn't work out.
Just put
for
in
you.
Plymouth White Marsh High School.
This is Wednesday. Apparently, we're going to get a bit of a crowd out there.
Yeah. Should I bring books?
Yes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Books.
Yeah, to sell.
Just ring the doctor.
Oh, yes.
Bell. Of course
ring the bell
should.
Book.
Yeah, who can we have sell books for you over here? We should have somebody selling books for you.
I'll give
Justin.
Justin?
Yeah.
I got my little Shopify account.
Yes.
Oh, man, this dude's going to pop open his trunk, and we're going to be selling books out of the trunk. Of the
I think, Jill's like, well, I want to come. I'm like, gosh.
Yes. Bring Jilly out.
Jill, Walker, Sonny.
I haven't seen Sonny yet.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Sonny yet.
Dude, when you win and drop to your knees like Brad Ridge, and we storm the mound. Oh.
Well, so Walker was there.
The glory.
Walker was there on Saturday. He was a witness for it.
There
but, and I was like, my mom, like, do you want to come? And I was like, man, last chance to see the boy on the mound.
Don't
start welling up. Thinking about the good old days.
not to look too much ahead, but you get this one. We're pretty confident in running.
Yeah.
We're pretty confident in basketball, as long as the game ends at some point.
Eventually.
Yeah.
I was shooting on 4th of July.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I felt pretty good.
Okay.
I felt pretty good.
All right.
Get that elbow tucked.
Yes. Yeah. Tennis, I have no idea.
Well, I don't think either one of you are going to do...
He's going to be an...
That'll be survivor of the fittest.
Well, I think the camera plays tennis.
I think a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you might be in trouble there.
Maybe. But again, I played golf.
It has nothing to do with tennis.
No, I know. Yeah. But like, it's like...
I mean, literally, it has nothing to do with tennis.
But he tried at golf. You haven't tried at
try,
tennis.
I didn't try, in a couple years.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All right.
On to the next one.
Oh, God.
Pressure's a flip.
All right. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, man.
What's up, dude?
What up, Chris?
Guys, Wheeler is definitely better at his job than Jalen. I don't even think it's a question. If you look at it, so when Wheeler's out there, he's pitched in front of or with defenses behind him that are sometimes very poor. He still deals. He is always a top five in every single pitching category for his entire six-year career here as a Philly. His influence, like if he's having a bad day or whatever, it doesn't matter. You're still the guy that's got to go out there. And you, as a pitcher, as Jack knows this, you control the game. And the fact that Jalen has the ability to, I'll say, hide behind a great offensive line. If he doesn't have his stuff, that helps him. He can hand the ball off. If he is struggling throwing intermediate or deep routes or over the middle, then, you know, he could just do shorter passes and do different things or just run. And my main point of this is Wheeler doesn't need success in his statistics to have somebody push him in the back to get those numbers. He does it all on his own. And I just can't imagine anybody logically trying to say that that's not true.
Well, here's a question I would have. When Wheeler has that terrible defense plan behind him, how does that impact him individually?
Oh, it'd be very easy for him to get out of rhythm and get frustrated or lose his stuff because of what's going on behind him. But he's never done that as a Phil. You look at his ERA, his career ERA, including this year's numbers, which are skewed because we only got a half a year. But let's say it plays out.
Here's my point. If he has bad defense behind him, he's not getting charged with a run.
Sure he is.
No, he's not.
Well, he doesn't get charged with an earned run.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He's not getting charged with an earned run.
again, if you look at all of the years, he's top five even in runs, which will include
on. No, my only point is that you try to paint a picture as if Zach Wheeler was pitching with deficiencies around him, like the team sucks around him, and he still succeeds.
And it's not like he strikes out every batter.
Yeah.
Like he does need his teammates a lot like the quarterback needs his teammates. That's not a shot. I'm just being honest.
No, and I don't want to pick apart Zach as if I think he's bad, but you're trying to paint a picture like you or I could line up under center and do Jalen's job. As if his job isn't hard to do.
No, the picture I'm trying to paint is the locked-in consistency of how all 6 years he's been a top five guy where Jalen has not. He's only been a starter for officially, say, 3 years.
He's been a starter for 4 years. He's gone to the playoffs 4 years. He's gone to the Super Bowl two out of the 4 years.
He didn't get a full year that other year. But anyway, his consistency is why I say he's better at his job. I'm not saying Jalen's bad at it.
But it's easier to be better at doing that job than it is the other job. I agree that he's better. But just because someone is the greatest kicker of all time and the quarterback is the 10th quarterback of all time, you think they weigh the same?
Nah, now you're devaluing a pitcher by comparing to a kicker.
No, I'm not devaluing the pitcher.
Are.
No, what I'm doing.
Well, just because he's a kicker, that's
what I'm saying is he can be great as an individual, and it doesn't have the same impact on the team. Whereas the quarterback, the results or the outcome, which we care about as it pertains to the team, is more dependent on what Jalen Hurts does. We got three other pitchers in the starting rotation that have two-point ERAs. There's three other pitchers in this rotation that has that.
If he goes out there and deals like he did yesterday,
yes,
you can't tell me that didn't fire up the rest of the team and have them locked in to push even harder.
Oh, yeah, boy. If it wasn't for Stott, we would have probably lost 2-1 and lost the series.
He was leading them. So
my point is that because he is a pitcher, and it's just the nature of the job, he's in a rotation. He can also be picked up by his teammates. You act as if it's him and only him, and Jalen is surrounded by all these guys, and he needs these guys to be successful. Like, that's the picture you painted.
Because when you are a pitcher, you can't hide away. And this is the whole point. Again, going back to the numbers. That's why I said the numbers.
Yeah.
His runs are top five every year. That's on him.
He's great.
OG's going to come on here to give you great touchdown numbers and TD ratios and all kinds of funny math statistics. Mm-hmm. You don't have to make that argument with Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler is clearly much better at his craft than Jalen Hurts.
Okay, so if I were to tell you Jalen Hurts has been much better in the postseason than Zach Wheeler, what would you say?
No.
I'd say
look at the first two games of last year. Like, look at the first two games.
What about him?
How good of a game he had.
What about him? Okay. No, I'm talking about Zach Wheeler's performances. What are his memorable performances in the postseason?
Every game that he's pitched. He's got one of the best postseason histories of a player. You can't compare that to a guy that
I can.
Of the time shows up and 50% of the time didn't. We only won that game because of Jalen Carter. And he had the number one defense. If he doesn't have the number one defense, we do not win that Super Bowl last year. If we have the top five defense, we lose the Super Bowl last year. You can't give that. You're now doing what the Jalen people are doing. You're giving him credit of the Super Bowl.
I am going to give him credit. No, it's not about just the Super Bowl. It's the postseason. It's the position that he plays. It's the weight that his position carries. That's what I'm doing. And I am a Jalen guy. And guess what? Hold on, though. But I'm also a Zach Wheeler guy. So I don't have to trash Zach. I was just responding to what you said, the picture you painted. I was giving you a counter to what you said.
Never did I say he's a bad quarterback. What I said is, when you are a pitcher, the spotlight, your
center. Oh, dude, don't give me no. Listen. Don't give me spotlight when you're talking about comparing a pitcher to a quarterback. Stop it. Because there's one guy. There's one guy, when he performs, and whether the team wins or not, he's under the microscope. When has Zach Wheeler been under the microscope here?
Zach Wheeler has always been under microscope.
No, he hasn't. No, he hasn't.
Yeah, come on.
Come on. Come on. Chris, stop, man. Stop. 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 Stop.
I think Ike gets that one. Real quick, Chris, what do you got on DeCamera Fritz? Do you have faith in our guy on Wednesday?
I absolutely do. I told him this morning I'm going to do my best because I hear there's a loudmouth that supports the camera. So I think an equally loud guy from Middletown may drive up there and have his Team Fritz shirt on. Oh, got to see how the work schedule is going to play out. But, Spike, I have an answer, and it's the winning answer for your topic.
Oh, for next question, which is, what is easier now than it used to be?
That is being the WIP morning show host, as proven by Joe DeCamera.
Shut his hole!
Not bad. Wow. Not bad. Not a bad answer from Chris in Middletown. You skewered him, but then he brought it home right at the end there. Coming up next.
It's not easy being a morning show host.
Well, you're saying it's easier now.
Oh, my God.
Well, you got great support like John Ritchie and James Sosa, Rhea Hughes. Come on. Well, I guess Angelo had great support, too.
Yeah.
Well, Al, 50-50. Depends on the day.
Well, Jonesy was there, though.
Yeah. Jonesy for sure.
Yeah.
Coming up next, 215-592-9494. Continue to talk about Zach Wheeler as well as Fritz versus DeCamera. Coming up next, seems like we did okay with the number three pick, at least as far as the first Summer League game goes.
Oh, Lil VJ!
We had VJ versus Ace Bailey on Saturday night.
How did I miss that?
Oh, dude, I watched the hell out of that game.
You think Elliot was streaming it from Wales or whatever?
Yeah, wherever he is.
He definitely was.
Yep. Yeah, we will talk about that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.